You know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am back in the Asheville studio here in the land of the sky, along with producer Sam, the Animal Steel, and investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, people have been talking a lot about the state of the economy and currency and gold and silver. Give us your inside perspective.
My inside perspective, take what you have, get it out, convert it into gold and silver, and hide it in your house. But not under the bed and not in the closet, because those are the places people look first.
You know, I met with a friend recently, a guy I've known for a long time, very smart fella. He even has a master's degree in business and all kinds of things like that. And we were talking about the economy, and I said, well, hey, it's nice to know I have my little stash of gold and silver. And he just kind of rolled his eyes and he says, oh, come on, really? What are you going to do with gold and silver if it hits the fan? You know, literally, what are you going to do? Who are you going to take it? And I said, well, the fact of the matter is, all throughout history, gold and silver has been valuable to somebody. Mm-hmm. And whenever these governments start to worry about their own economies, the first thing they do is try to go get their gold supply, wherever it may be, and claim it. And that's happening a lot right now. Germany is doing that, trying to get their gold out of the U.S. Russia is making a big deal out of gold. So clearly, if you've got gold and silver, it's going to have value on the world marketplace. Why has gold always been so valuable? You know me, I think the aliens might have something to do with it. But regardless, you can confidently tell people, based upon every bit of evidence we have, that gold and silver is the one type of currency that seems to maintain value when all these paper currencies come and go.
That's true. And we have customers that have lived in countries where, you know, the currency has been devalued. You know, you wake up one day and then and suddenly your paper money isn't worth anything. But if you have gold and silver, you have something and you can live. You can survive. And these people who have like silver stocks or you know, that's paper. And I heard someone, I think it was Greg at the shop, that said, if there's a flood, do you want a boat or you want a contract for a boat? Mm. And I thought, well, that's good. That's a good way to put it in perspective. And then I had somebody else tell me the other day, you know, I mean, you can look at it both ways. You know, I've got friends that are, you know, the same way. They'll roll their eyes and say, oh, what are you going to do with it? And they don't believe that anything bad could happen. And I feel bad for them. They're smart people. They're good people. But they don't want to believe anything can happen.
They're taking an unnecessary risk in their lives.
Right. And, you know, this week we had the stock market, which just kind of ceased trading for a few hours. And who knows how much that cost all of the people who had their retirement mm-hmm. tied up in that. I mean, Yeah, just don't play that game. Just you know, put a little bit back every now and then. You know, make it a habit once a month, once a week. Just something. Put something back. Even if you think, oh, nothing will ever happen. Well, fine. Then you have something later. Or you have something to hand down to your kids or something like that. But
well, and
do
of course,
something.
And people who have been to Wright's Coin Shop, they are automatically impressed with how you guys work. You're a family business. You've mm-hmm. been in business over 40 years. Your reputation here is stellar. And if somebody's never been to Wright's Coin Shop, it only takes them a very small amount of money if they want to just start figuring out how this works. $20-$30, you can walk into Wright's Coin Shop and walk out and get started on your journey to transforming, ultimately, your money into more money, money that's actually going to be tangible and hold value. How can people in our area find you guys?
You can find us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, which isn't very far from Biltmore Estate. Same road, basically. And they can give us a call at 828-298-5402.
Now, remember, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there is a link to WrightsCoinShop.com, WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com, with a map, more information on the business, hours, all kinds of stuff. And, again, call them anywhere you are in the world, or at least the U.S., I guess, and call and talk to somebody who is a real person. You might even get Miss Shelley Wright herself on the phone there.
You may very well.
828-298-5402, or go visit at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, 828-298-5402. Shelley, you have seen all kinds of gold products. You have encountered gold in many different forms. I'm sure that you've probably seen or at least are familiar with the movie Goldmember.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the franchise?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah. Goldmember. Have you ever seen a Goldmember?
No.
No?
No.
In all your years?
In all my years.
A fool's gold member?
Gold member, you're sure about that?
I'm pretty darn sure.
Okay. Nothing that even resembles a gold member has made its way across the threshold into Wright's Coin Shop?
Nope. Don't believe so. I think that I would have remembered.
Well, maybe you will get to see one. If you happen to make it to Los Angeles, hey, maybe for my conspiracy cruise that's coming up in January, because there is a news story here. It's a legitimate news story, and it says gang member dies trying to gold plate his testicles. Now, this L.A. gang member was tied to the infamous MS-13 crime family, and he was given the heroic nickname Pelotas de Oro, which means golden testicles. I don't know what you have to do to earn that in any gang, really. I mean, I guess there are a lot of possibilities.
You don't have to be very smart.
I'd be careful what you say.
Says the man stole a professional gold plating machine from a local garage, painted his genitals with lead-based paint, and attempted to gold plate his balls. Complications came as the lead-based paint led to the man dying of lead poisoning. It says, sure enough, he was a fan of Austin Powers' Gold Member, where the villain had a gold member. A doctor there at the L.A. Community Hospital had this to say about the incident. Said, quote, I have no idea where this idea comes from, but plating one's own genitals will ultimately end in serious medical complications or even death, as we have seen in this case, end quote. What's more, they say this is not the first time someone has been hurt or killed when trying to gold plate their genitals. It is the third time it has happened this year and is reportedly a growing trend within gang communities. Officials believe the tradition dates back to Mayan times, when people would paint their bodies gold to indicate their status.
Huh. Okay, well,
have we reached the limit of your expertise here?
Sorry, I had to.
To illustrate, yeah. To help that with the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you can't exactly just play a soundbite of like a guy plating his balls gold. That was just a little easier to find on a short notice.
I'm thinking that perhaps no one has come in to show such a thing.
What do you think that would be worth, Shell?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came in before they died of lead poisoning and said, hey, I've got... Now, I guess it would be 18, 24, you know.
I'm just going to sit back and listen to this conversation.
What? I mean, just... Throw a number out just off the top of your
head. You know, I don't know how to throw the number out because here's the thing. When you are buying scrap gold, scrap silver, something like that, you got to be able to weigh something. And, yeah. And then you have to figure out this formula for... basically extracting the gold or silver from whatever it is that it is around.
At that point, though, don't you have to also take into consideration some artistic value?
No.
I mean,
no.
It's more than just scrap.
Okay. Well,
how dare you scrap the golden balls?
It does not. Okay.
Shelly, the testicle can weigh anywhere between 28 and 112 grams. So let's just call that average. We'll call it 70. 70 grams.
Do you guys weigh in grams over there?
We convert to grams. Okay. I mean,
I don't even know.
It's a formula.
How many grams
know.
Are in a kilo?
Ugh.
Man.
I'm thinking 1,000.
That's right!
Imperial or Troy.
Well.
It's a big difference.
If Sam's included in that, it's Imperial.
It's Imperial.
Hey-o.
Yeah, Sam's only measures his gold members imperially.
But yeah.
So you're not gonna throw out a number. We're going to break here in a sec. You can't throw out a number.
I can't throw out a number to you.
What is gold going for an ounce right now?
Well,
I'm thinking like 1,600.
No.
Is it lower?
Yeah, it's lower.
Wow.
It is definitely a buyer's market right now for gold and for silver.
Hang on to those family jewels for a
while.
People,
we're going to work on this during the break. Don't worry. We're going to have an answer.
And when we come back, in related news, we have a story that Sam's, I think, going to especially enjoy. Here's the headline. Well endowed, we've got the dating site for you.
Finally.
It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. Changing, strangers moving in. it's a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour. Here on Speaking of Strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy material. Not for the easily offended, not for kids. So you might want to tune out if you don't want to hear these, well, as far as we know, legitimate news stories that we save for you till late at night. And the program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, of course. And and you can meet Miss Shelley Wright. You know, you can go to Wright's Coin Shop just about any time and find her there behind the counter. But if you want to see her when she can really let it all hang out, you need to come to my big event in Asheville on Sunday, July 19th. It's my Wishing Machine Extravaganza. The clock is ticking. The tickets are selling out. Go to speakingofstrange.com and click the link for more information. When you go there, if you have a gold-plated body part, then...
You get in free?
Well, maybe. We'll all take a look at it.
I think they should. If you come in with a gold-plated wang, you're getting in free.
Well, somebody's going to test it and make sure it's not just spray paint.
Well, that would be, you know, they'd put in effort.
Shelley, do you have a little kit you can use to test it if a guy says, here, my balls are gold-plated. I achieved it. I lived.
Like you scratch it or something?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Just like with coins that are gold-plated,
mm-hmm.
That word plated, that ain't going to get you anything extra. It's not worth anything.
So what could you do with gold on your testicles that would make it worth something? How deep do we have to go here?
I mean, if it wasn't plated, if you dipped them in like a honey of solid molten gold.
And burned them off.
Well, you got to suffer for art.
Okay, here's the thing. Art is great. Art is wonderful, but art
was my grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, and the name of your art show, yeah.
But they would be worth the gold on the nuts, right?
If it's not plated.
Right.
And it were recoverable, preferably without killing the person it's on.
You have a, what are those things, a crucible? That's not what they're called? Do you have one of those? I mean, you could do that at home.
A crucible of gold balls. Is that what your treasure chest is? All this time, I was buying the wrong...
It is not. It is not. Trust me when I say that gold coins are the way to go, not gold testicles.
Shelley's heart.
And you see, and regardless of how much they weigh, as we discussed, it's only the actual amount of the gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like jewelry. You know, you go into a jewelry store, you pay a lot of money, you bring it home, you know, later on you got to sell it or something.
Well, this was a moot point in the story, though, because the guy, A, stole the plating equipment, and B, he used a lead-based paint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, you could go to the craft store and get a gold leaf, which we could do for relatively cheap. And I'd be willing to try it.
Really?
If we want to get some gold leaf, you know, I could put some saran wrap or something. I don't know. I could... protective covering.
Let's make sure
it's like $22, I think.
And well, let's make sure it's non-toxic.
We want to
do this as safely as possible.
Of course.
But yeah, Sam, I think if you do that, I'll give you like a free autographed copy of something.
Of the Spirits of Kukul Khan.
So you're gonna gold foil something.
Maybe. Yeah, I go to the craft store a lot.
Yes, you do. You do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are some things that you could gold foil that
Think of the laughter we would get out of that.
It's more like performance art, really.
Think of how much we would laugh. I'm like, check it out.
Yeah. We should just charge people like $5 to come and look for 10 seconds.
I am not an animal.
Family jewels have a whole new meaning
at
the Steel family. Well, yeah, you have balls of steel.
You technically do. Technically, I do.
Yeah. But that's not good enough.
Gold foil.
Well, steel. The price of steel has really dropped.
just
come
just
back.
Like everything else.
You know, platinum, too.
Age.
Well, okay, how about this story? A connection? Who knows? I think we've established tonight there's no coincidence. The Matrix is very closely condensed this evening, and it's leading us into the directions we need to go. We're taking notes. Headline, well-endowed, we've got the dating site for you. To some, size really does matter. A dating site caters specifically to men who are well-endowed and to the ladies who love them. The website founder launched the site in 2008, so this is nothing new, but it currently has around 40,000 members.
You said members.
He claims the website isn't just used for you-know-what, but that many solid relationships have stemmed from his hard work. Generally, the rule here is that any man 7 inches or smaller need not apply. It says here, quote, I had the idea talking to a few female friends who were complaining about investing time with guys who turned out to, not have all they wanted. They all said they wish there was a site which listed this size, just like it did hair color and height. It's a very important part of the relationship, as much for women as it is for men. Why is it any less politically correct for people to want to know about that size than it is for them to know about height, weight, or body type, end quote. Maybe some good points being made here.
I agree. I mean, I know how hard it's been for me in my life, just trying to, assimilate to a normal type of life. And I mean, it's nice to see these things. It makes a semblance of normalcy, Josh.
The other day, I went down that rabbit hole of research on the internet, and I started typing in like, "What's the biggest this and the biggest that?"
And what scarred your
well,
eye
eventually, I got around to who has the biggest.
And what's his last name?
I don't remember. What is it? Steele? Is it? No.
Lexington?
No. I know who you're talking about. No. That is a porn star.
What are you talking?
Just look up. Look up, world's largest.
I can. I'm at work.
Oh, but I can.
Anyway, here's the thing. The guy says he was in the fifth grade when he realized he was above average.
Is that the guy that has the documentary?
Yeah, he's in he does a cameo or he does an appearance in the Unhung Hero documentary.
Yeah.
In the fifth grade, he was 8 inches, and that's when first people took note of this. Now he is solid 13.5. And so most of the mainstream folks there who study this kind of thing, and yes, they're out there, as a matter of fact, there's a very particular way it has to be done scientifically, the certain areas. And
I mean, that's always been a bone of contention.
Sure.
When where to start and end the measuring process.
Well, that has been settled by science.
What's the scientific?
You start on the top side at the pubic bone, and you go all the way from there.
So you don't, it's not the bottom side.
You don't go from the bottom. And then there's a second measurement for circumference.
Okay.
I have the answer.
That's the guy right there. So anyway, again, 13.5, that's a lot to handle.
That's not insignificant.
No. And so they're saying for this website, you got to be 7. So approximately half the size of the largest one
now,
possible.
If I am correct, the average, and magazines would like us to believe otherwise, the average male, I believe, is much smaller than you would think. I believe it's like in the 4 to 4.5 range.
Oh, okay.
Is what they say.
Oh, you're going to want to pass this to Sam. He's going to be very interested in that particular one.
Okay. We got to take a break. When we come back, I have a story here about, again, possibly related. A man who got into a big, big fight with his wife, accusing her of cheating on him, but wait till you hear what she was cheating on him with and his opinion. It's the Dark 30 Hour, if you didn't know that already. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and yes, we will continue right after these very important messages. The Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you may contact Wright's Coin Shop. You can call them at 828-298-5402 or go visit them at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, North Carolina. Again, that is 828-298-5402. All the info is at speakingofstrange.com. Also, while you're clicking around, hey, be sure to check out the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price guaranteed. Do your own research. You will not find one that has the same amount of power for that price. And we're talking about the wattage combined with the amp hours, meaning the amount of time it actually is going to work. And that's what you care about. So if you go to sunshinesimple.com, you can watch videos and you can learn about it and see why it's so popular and has done so well all around the world. Okay, here we go. Finally, a story from Florida. Being Dark 30, that means you should tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories, okay? You've been warned. They're not for the easily offended, not for kids. Says here, a Florida man battered his ex-wife after accusing her of cheating on him with a sex toy. The 36-year-old man said that, they were arguing. And says while in the bedroom quarreling, the woman then got up and stormed to the bathroom. The man barged in, accusing her of cheating on him. And he said she was cheating on him, quote, with a high-octane sex toy. He said, he bet this is why you are leaving me. This supercharged sex toy can outdo me and runs for an hour per charge. It says he twisted her hand, grabbed this thing in an uproar. He snapped it in two, threw it away, tossed the broken toy in half.
Snapped it in two?
And says the woman, with the help of her teenage daughter, were able to push the man out of the residence. And she said that she was glad to be done with him because she found out that he was already married to another person anyway. So fortunately, their marriage was null and void. So the man has been arrested. He's being held in the jail there. They're investigating to see if he may even have more marriages.
For assault?
Bet he does.
For bigamy.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe certainly bigamy, but who knows what. This is from The Smoking Gun. So, I wonder how big of an issue does this become? Let's say there are women out there. I don't know why I'm looking at you, Sam.
I have definitely heard of it through friends of mine who have been with guys who have shown insane jealous streaks when things are introduced into the relationship. Typically, this is a sign of a very insecure man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why are you going to think that instead of this being an aid to our marriage, to our union, our holy union, that it's going to, you're thinking it's like a competition?
Well, okay, let me put it this way. Okay, Shelley, let's say that you are in a close relationship with a man.
Right.
And you're living together.
Right.
And one day he says to you, "Ah, I'm so excited. Guess what I just ordered?" And you say, "What?" And he says, "A real doll." Now, you know what a real doll is, right? Those are like the $3,000.
They're more than that.
Are they?
Yeah.
Maybe they're like $5,000. These are life-size sex dolls that are as lifelike as it gets.
See, I just think there's a difference between a sex doll and a sex toy.
Well, what do you think
about
that,
I know
Shelley?
It's a toy, but what?
What do you think about that?
Oh, let me see a picture.
He's got the gallery up.
Are real dolls, and that's making me want to check this out more in depth.
Really? The one in the bottom? Yeah.
Those are dolls.
No way.
I know. It's amazing.
Now that's kind of a little, that's a little creepy.
Changes things. That changes things a lot. Seeing that, I'd be like, yeah, we'd be done.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you look at something like that, that's just really creepy and that.
So, like, if you open the closet and there's a real doll hanging on a meat hook that he introduces you to.
Oh, three on a meat hook.
That would be creepy. That would be unacceptable.
Yeah.
What do you know about Real Doll 2?
Oh.
The next generation.
Oh, my gosh.
What can that one do? Is this Japanese technology, Sam?
I'm sorry. I'm doing research.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that was research.
Okay.
Yeah, that is creepy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was. No, you're talking about something else. No,
you're looking at $6,800 for the entry level real doll. Too.
Entry level.
That's for Olivia.
Okay. Well, how high do they go? You think?
According to this website, we can get up to $7,299.
Easily $10,000 on a.
Probably, I'd imagine. We're just on page one, and we're at almost 75.
So
that's for Brooklyn.
You could buy like a few used cars for that.
I mean, besides the fact that it's creepy, it's like insanely expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's relative.
It is. What if you're super rich?
Well, if you are super rich, then I am sure that you can find someone to put up with your creepy little fetish.
Maybe
what
not.
What do you think about the Japanese pillow culture, the love pillows? Have you seen it's basically like a long pillow that has a printed image of like a My Little Pony or something of that nature on there. And these guys, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual, like in an explicit way. They'll carry them around and, like, take them on dates and stuff. These pillows that don't in any way resemble a real doll. It's like a pillow with a picture on it.
It's like a pacifier for an adult.
Right. It's somewhat comforting. Somewhat soothing.
No.
I have one with you on it, Shelley.
PSS. So you're not cool with that?
No. I am very open-minded about things. But that, I mean... You saw the pictures.
I'm very familiar with them.
That,
I mean, not that familiar. I've just only seen them
right
on TV.
Right.
Do you think that you have to be into necrophilia to find a doll like that attractive?
I think that's very close.
No. No. I'm checking out the Wicked Real doll now. I think this is up. Oh, yeah, this is more expensive. I mean, you're at $7,000.
This is such an informative show.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Hey, you're a Doctor Who fan, aren't you?
I love Doctor Who.
Would you have a Doctor Who doll? A David Tennant real-life doll?
Now the tables have turned, haven't they?
It's just creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what a Dalek is?
Dalek.
A Dalek?
Yes.
What is that?
A Dalek it's of a Daisy.
That was our earliest conversation. It's a how do we explain it? And I can't even draw.
Is it a little person?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a machine.
It's a small mailbox looking thing.
Well, see, because I don't know much about Doctor Who, but the Daily Mail here from the UK says an angry dwarf was jailed after sticking a sucker dart on his head and pretending to be a Dalek.
A Dalek. Sorry.
Get it right.
It led him to being tasered twice by police. It says that he stuck this on his head and started screaming, "Exterminate! Exterminate!
Exterminate!" See, get it right.
That's how they do it? Wow, you should be reading this story.
Yes.
4 foot tall man. Apparently, he was screaming, "I'm going to kill you. I'm a Dalek." So they start talking to him in court about his history and things where he had, or occasions in which he just flipped out throughout his life. And they say that he admitted to a strong string of offenses. It says he admitted to being on a public bus and threatening some kids when they started making fun of his dwarfism. He said, "My first reaction was to poop and toss it at the kids."
Well, man, it's fair enough.
But instead, he pulled a knife on them.
Lesser of two evils.
Depends on how you want to look at it, doesn't it? That's a Dalek.
That's a Dalek.
Okay. Well, that's what he wants to be, or is, or was, or...
They're very powerful and evil.
Would you date a Dalek?
No.
Speaking of dolls, Daleks. We're going to take a break. When we come back, oh, a couple of the last stories of the night here on the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Me. She said, "I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way." I said, "You're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself?" She looked at me and this is what she said: "Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good." Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a body. He said, "Give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice." I told him, "You can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this?
kind of life. He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouth to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
In the final minutes of tonight, speaking of strange, it's called the Dark 30 Hour, and we call it that because, well, we're in safe harbor, and that allows us to talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories, not for the easily offended, not for kids, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff out there, so that's your warning to tune out if that's not the kind of thing that you want to hear. At least over the next 5 minutes or so. And then you can tune back for something that will surely be much more family-friendly. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And I hope that somewhere you've got a refrigerator with a note that has this number on it, 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. That's the number to Wright's Coin Shop. Remember, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there's a link, as well as a link to all kinds of other cool stuff. And I hope that you, if you've never been, will go to my own personal website, joshuapwarren.com. And when you go there, you'll find, UFO pictures and videos and ghost images and psychic phenomena, all kinds of cool stuff at my gallery there. And click the news section for my upcoming events, like my big event in Asheville, North Carolina, one time only. It's going to be this month on July 19th. Again, joshuapwarren.com. Here is a story from New Jersey. Naked woman walks into South New Jersey Wawa. I don't even know what a Wawa is. I bet you do, don't you, Sam?
It's an excellent convenience store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, excellent. Love it.
You ever heard of a Wawa?
They're up north of Virginia.
No.
Though she got into a car packed with clothes and other belongings, one woman still opted to stroll into Wawa completely naked about 6 a.m. While filming for coverage about a soccer player in the area, says some cameras inadvertently caught the unidentified nude woman on camera as well. 13 seconds of video, she just casually walks into the Wawa there. 2 minutes later, she comes out, gets in her car, and leaves. Nobody knows who this mystery woman was. So do your duty as a citizen. Go look it up. Maybe somebody out there knows her. See, Sam, I'm always doing my part.
It's weird that Shelley wasn't in town on that date.
This last story from Bonita Springs, Florida. It's one of these concerned mother stories. Concerned mother said that she took her daughter and nieces, ages 10 and 11, to see a children's movie, an animated film called Inside Out. I don't know what that's
really
about.
Good. I heard that it plays well for adults as kids. I heard good things.
Okay. So she took them to a Stadium 12 theater there for an early evening showing. But when they got there, inside, they were very surprised to see in the lobby of the theater a big, elaborate display set up with, quote, dildos, fleshlights, lingerie, toys, lotions, oils, with balloons and stuff. So, as they say, it was eye-catching, especially for children, end quote.
Oops.
Turns out, their visit to the theater also coincided with the opening of Magic Mike XXL. Oh, you're happy about that, are you?
Well, you know, I saw the first one. The best part of the movie was the first 5 minutes.
I still have not seen Magic Mike. I did see 50 Shades of Grey, however.
Isn't the guy's name or the girl's name there? Isn't her name Steele?
The character?
Yeah, in the...
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
I don't remember. Well, I didn't read the book or watch the movie.
It was a very tame movie by my standards. It was just, to me, it was just like
you're a pervert.
I know. It was just like a typical romance.
It was vanilla.
So the woman there was obviously upset. She says that she doesn't understand how management would think that was appropriate. It was a display by Pure Romance. I'm presuming that is a company. Yeah, okay, here we go. Pure Romance promotes in-home sex toy parties.
Passion parties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds very passionate. So right now, you know, there is debate over whether or not this is appropriate. And
always debate in this country over everything.
Yeah. And the woman says that it was set up there right next to the exit, making it impossible to avoid. She thought it was stupid. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
Exterminate!